Josh Bertaccini joining us, the voice of that part of the country.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
The moment you've been waiting for.
JB, maybe you can do commentary live.
And the show that everyone's been talking about.
Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last.
It's time for the real NWA JB.
At least I work someplace that you can find when you're looking for it.
Follow, watch, and listen across social media at the real NWA JB.
Okay, all right. Because it's all about the little things.
Streaming live on YouTube, Podbean, and worldwide at TheRealNWAJP.com.
You were man on fire last night on the post game.
You've started your day in the right way. Let's talk sports.
This is prime time television here, folks.
Here's your host, Josh Bertaccini.
All right, 7:05 if you're listening bright and early on your radio right now, and that means you're getting after it. Today's your day. You're going to go do it. You're going to go make it happen somewhere. Amidst the rain, amidst our last, semi kind of chilly day, I think, for a while. It looks like 80s and sunny this weekend, which just sounds phenomenal. So good to have you on board. Follow, listen, watch. You can subscribe. You know the drill by now. At the real NWAJB, it gets you through the door, it gets you into the conversational mix, and you can weigh in on whatever our conversational topic is on a given day. Perhaps your topic of choice right now, I don't know, let me just take a guess at it. Could it be John Calipari? Is that possibly what you're thinking about today? Yeah, I think so. What a move by Arkansas Razorback Athletics. And tonight, we get to see it come to fruition. 6 o'clock tonight, press conference at Bud Walton Arena. I think it's open to the public as far as I can gather. So if you want to get in the door and call the Hogs and cheer on the start of a new era, you've got that opportunity in front of you tonight. Media heads like myself there as well. And they're going to do a full pep rally, which is a little bit awkward to do it there kind of right when the baseball team is wrapping its game. But if you time it out right, the Hogs roll quick like they did last night against San Jose State 5-1. Maybe it times out perfectly. I don't know. 6 o'clock tonight, John Calipari officially introduced as your Arkansas Razorback men's basketball coach. And so the Hogs are now, I guess, by salary, a top five national basketball program. I told you a couple months back it was a top 10 type job, and now it's even higher. And that's because the folks who care, the boosters that be, want to see this team and this program rise. They want to see it go up. They don't want to see it go down. And give Eric Musselman credit for that. Above and beyond everything else, he got you some success. He got you into the dance, and you made the Elite Eight, and then you made it again, and then you made a Sweet 16. So you can't tell me at Arkansas that we're still in the dark ages. We're not. This program can win. Did not win this last year. I'm well aware of the disappointing season that I had this past year, and obviously it's a season for a lot of reasons on the court and off the court that led to change. But John Calipari's a winner, y'all, and anybody who doesn't understand what Arkansas has signed up for here is that's okay. You'll learn, or you've just chosen to miss the boat. You know, it's easy to root against guys when they're not your coach, when they're not your player, when they're not on your team. But when they're on your team, you got to leave that stuff outside. You got to be supportive and excited. It's not about how you felt previously. And so this is the guy who essentially invented the one and done system. That was his claim to fame, you know, 30 years ago at UMass, and then continued to refine it at Memphis and then Kentucky, where the diaper dandies seemingly, you know, were just dropping out of the sky. It was unbelievable how many great players John Calipari got to commit to Kentucky while he was their coach. And the list goes on and on. I mean, the list for Arkansas is short of guys in the NBA, and they're not superstars either. They're not dynamic, elite, all NBA type players. They're just not. But why don't you listen to some of these guys who I've got for you here who have played for Calipari at Kentucky, and then we'll regroup, okay? Here's just a smattering of names throughout the years of guys who've played for John Calipari. Here we go. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, he was a first-round draft pick. What about a guy like, I don't know, Tayshaun Prince? He played in the league for a long time. DeMarcus Cousins, he was an all-star for a while before the injuries. Let's keep going. Let's name some bigger names here. How about a guy like, Malik Monk from local land? Yeah, straight to Kentucky. John Wall, longtime really talented NBA point guard. Jamal Murray, all-NBA second teamer and champion with the Nuggets last year. Julius Randle, all-NBA third teamer with the Knicks, having another monster year this year before he busted his shoulder up. Anthony Davis, league MVP a few years back, led the Lakers to the championship in the bubble, the unibrow, and helped Cal to his only championship in college too. Devin Booker, another all-NBA first or second teamer. Bam Adebayo, an all-NBA second teamer. De'Aaron Fox, an all-NBA third teamer. Guys, the NBA is dominated by heads from Kentucky, and he has had some issues in the NCAA tournament the last couple of years, but so the heck what? You're signing up for a brand? You're signing up for a guy who knows what he's doing? You know, who cares where the shadow money's coming from? Who cares what kind of NIL boosters he has on speed dial on his phone? He makes it work. And I'm not asking too many questions about how that all works out. All I know is he gets his ducks in a row, his dominoes lined up, and then he has it roll from there. And he did it, you know, at Kentucky, at Memphis, at Massachusetts. I have no doubt that it is already happening here at Arkansas. You see some guys into the portal. He's going to rebuild this roster. I think it's going to be a tough first year, but there will be glimmers of hope and signs of life. And then by years two and three, I think John Calipari is making a run at a Final Four. You know, we talked yesterday about what will make a run for him here at Arkansas, his time here at Arkansas, whether it's 5 years, 4 years, 8 years, whatever it is. And I think the contract says five, but contracts are worth the digital paper they're written on these days, right? But in his run at Arkansas, however long it may be, I'm thinking of the Neil Young, Stephen Stills, Long May You Run. It's one of my guy Timbo's favorite collabo tunes. But nonetheless, however long he runs at Arkansas, how far do you go in the NCAA tournament? Do you finally get to a Final Four again? Musk couldn't quite do it. Do you win a national championship for the first time in 30-plus years? You're certainly going to get some outstanding players. I mean, you compare that list to 20-some-odd names there at Kentucky who played for Cal, and that's not including, you know, a lot of guys who've gotten some limited time in the league, but including Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who, did I mention him? No, he's the league MVP this year. All these guys went to Kentucky, and now they're going to start going to Arkansas too. Plus, you get a chance now to tap in, like we will on this show, into his culture. And so you'll get to talk and have some conversations with the likes of guys that we mentioned. You know, maybe you catch up with DeMarcus Cousins or Devin Booker or Anthony Davis. You are now in that fraternity of elite, of golden players. And so he's a brand. He's an industry. This is a significant upgrade for Arkansas from Eric Musselman. I say that being a huge fan of Mus. I don't think he navigated the exits so well, but exits are very difficult to navigate. We all know that. Anybody who's ever left a job or a relationship or been dumped or fired or anything, you know the aftermath is really hard to figure out. You're not sure what's real and what's not, who's on your side, who's against you. Obviously, your paranoia level goes up a little bit. Coaching changes are much like all of that. They're very tough. Fans have to flip ideologies. You loved Mus, now you can't stand Mus. You just absolutely hated Calipari, now you love him. I mean, it's not easy in the world of sports. And that's why oftentimes I think of the Seinfeld episode where he talks about being a Mets fan and how it's like rooting for laundry after a while, right? You're not even sure who's on the team that year anymore but you're still rooting for them. You still want them to be successful because that's your team. That's your heart. That's your soul. Whatever games you think might be going on, you know, off the court, off the field, off the playing surface, you're all in on your team once they start playing the games. And so I'm fired up. And I'm ready to go. And John Calipari, to the introduction tonight, Big Papa's rumoring he's going to bring his 2-year-old son. Don't do that, Brian. You don't have to ruin the introduction for everybody else, just for yourself. Not a big fan of the baby screaming and people being like, here, take the kid out of the room. I mean, my kids were pretty good kids when they were little ones. They didn't scream a lot. But when they did, I walked them out of rooms. I remember Isaac going through a phase when he would just shriek at the top of his lungs in any public space he could find. And I would have to gather him in like a headlock / carry him out of the door. And then we would talk why you can't do that. So no, Brian, if you're going tonight, we'd love to see you. Don't bring the little one. And if you have to bring the little one, then don't go. Don't ruin it for Cal and everybody else. This is going to be fun. We'll see what he has to say. I've got some sound from Cal from yesterday, so I'm going to play the exit video probably with some running director's commentary out of your boy JB. But when we come back from break, I'm going to play the exit video that Cal's wife filmed for him, and they finally dropped yesterday afternoon at like 3 o'clock because people were starting to get a little bit worried. Like it was radio silent. It was absolute quiet yesterday. Quietude had surfaced from, you know, really the morning through early afternoon. And then you finally get something semi-official with his video drop out of John Calipari. So we'll play that for you with some JB commentary, because this is one of my last chances to really poke fun at Cal before he's officially introduced tonight. And I have to, you know, have his back all the time, which is going to be hard to adjust to. Although I have usually been a Cal guy throughout the years. I remember him at UMass. I like that he's a Philly East Coast kind of New York-y type guy. Italiano, Paisano, Pasta Fazzula, all those things. We'll see how it works out. But I expect really good things. And how about basketball after a crappy season? Talk about an understatement. We get it fired up again just a few weeks later. And it's been a strange journey. And I think a lot of people had to step in and save the athletic department from themselves. Certainly John Tyson did. We already know that story. But it's happening. And Cal is coming. And this is a massive day in the history of Arkansas Razorback land. Spring game on Saturday. You got red, white coming up around the corner. I'll be there with our comrade in arms, Razorback legend Jermaine Petty. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that game tomorrow. And then we'll be there on Saturday. And the weather this weekend, just immaculate. We're talking upper 70s, low 80s, sunny, light breeze. It's going to be one of those perfect kind of weekends to get out and about. So we got red-white game coming up. Baseball finishes up its little tune-up job with San Jose State here today. And 23 consecutive wins in the cards for the Hogs if they win tonight. I think it's happening. And then at Alabama this weekend, Friday through Sunday, don't forget People's Post game after every Saturday game. We're a little later this Saturday. I'm getting used to 5 o'clock post games. I'm thinking 8 o'clock for an hour for the baseball aficionados on Saturday night. And a lot more to get to, including the Masters this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. So it starts tomorrow. It's been, what, nine months since the last golf major, but we're into that primo golf stretch of the year, and so it's Masters time this weekend. I got my draft coming up tonight. We got Will Gray from NBC. He will join us in less than an hour, 8:05 for Will. Give you some tips if you're interested in a little degeneracy on the Masters. He'll have some odds for you and some sleepers and all the rest of it, but Will knows his stuff. So Masters talk at 8:05. Jackson Collier slides up to the leadoff spot at 7:40. And we'll play some Cal sound for you when we come back from break, okay? All right. Josh Bertaccini with you in the Bunker Studio. You know what you're listening to. The Real NWA JB across the social media. And whether you're doing it live like so many of y'all, more and more are doing it here in the morning. Since I just feel like it's more fun live. That's why we do it live. But then the best of podcast drops on you later each day via Apple, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcast audio. You got that as an option as well. tremendous sponsors make this thing happen. They keep the show free for you, the people. So please, where you can, support local, my friends. We're coming right back.
Hello, this is Tim Stanley, owner of TDSIT. You've known me only up in Northwest Arkansas, but now I bought Business World down in Little Rock. We expanded in 2023, and now we're moving the business to a new location in North Little Rock, May 1st. I'm excited about our reputation for high-quality service, products, and support in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm thrilled that the Carlisle family chose me to buy this 45-year-old business in Little Rock, and we will continue building relationships and high-quality clients. We'll see you soon.
Builders Direct Lighting offers quality lighting products and solutions for all of your project needs. They buy directly from the manufacturer with no middleman in sight, passing the savings on to you, the customer. From a small office space to a large warehouse, indoor or outdoor, we do it all. Yes, we can even light your pickleball court. For more info, visit buildersdirectlighting.com or call 479-256-0461.
Herman's Rib House on College in Fayetteville, a tradition like no other around. When you're looking for the best steak, chicken, salmon, something for lunch or dinner, Herman's has your back. This year is their 60th anniversary, and the food keeps getting better. Perfect time to stop by and check out their revamped menu, the Dustin Omelette, a personal favorite. Herman's in Fayetteville. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook for more info. Stop by and grab some grub today at Herman's, celebrating its 60th year in business in 2024.
Hey folks, this is Matt Chambers with Blue Kangaroo Packouts. We know bad things happen, and we're here to help, taking care of your contents and possessions when disaster strikes. Covering Northwest Arkansas, North Central Arkansas, and the River Valley, accidents and weather happen all the time. When it does, we have your back. Moving, cleaning, warehousing, cataloging, tracking inventory so you don't lose a single personal possession. More information is online at BlueKangarooPackouts.com or give us a call at 479-879-9696.
At Team B Media, supporting local business is what we are all about. Northwest Arkansas is one of the fastest growing regions in the country and one of the best places to live. We are proud to be a small part of its infrastructure. We have a passionate, enthusiastic audience who support local sports and business. For a cost-effective way to advertise your company's message to engage local consumers, contact us at Team B Media today.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals single game tickets are on sale now at nwanaturals.com. Tickets range from $9 to $17 depending on the game, so enjoy low-cost family entertainment at Arvis Ballpark all summer long as the Naturals regular season extends through September 15th. For a complete game schedule, a list of upcoming promotions, and to buy tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Golden Corral of Fayetteville features a legendary endless buffet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner to feast the fam or to feast yourself. Enjoy over 150 menu items. Their all-you-can-eat steak is my favorite. Hand-cut USDA top sirloin. Their bakery game is strong, too. You name it, they got it, and they make it good. Golden Corral, a place with something for everyone at a good price. Conveniently located where college meets Maine in Fayetteville.
Old school flavor with that new school flow. This is the real NWA JB.
What a morning. Having some fun with it for once in this life. Really appreciate your being here. Our question today is up for you. Get your thoughts in on that. What color suit will John Calipari wear to his introductory presser at the University of Arkansas tonight? That's a good question, right? Keep it a little lighter. We could have done the gift thing. We do that a lot. What color suit do you think we'll see from John Calipari tonight as the Hogs get ready and get themselves fired up and moving for the press conference tonight. Now, I'm getting some chitter chatter in the room. This is why I try not to look in the chat too much while I'm doing the show. You get distracted. Brian is now convinced he's taking the two-year-old, and he's going to scream louder than the kid. Aaron agrees with Brian that screaming babies are great. Aaron says it'll be just like the last Musk presser. You won't hear the screaming babies. No, Aaron, it's not going to be anything like the last Musk presser. I was at that one. The last Musk presser was at the Broyles Center. Okay. And there was hardly anybody in the room. There were not a lot of people there. They had rows of chairs set up, but that was not a packed house. That was not a packed house. This one tonight, this house is going to be packed. This is going to be raucous. This is going to be different. And so I'm thinking that, you know, the pep band, the whole, this is going to be almost like a football coach introduction, except you're doing it Bud Walton. You want to bring screaming babies? You do whatever you need. Can't stand it. Can't stand it. What color suit will John Calipari wear at the Bud Walton Arena introduction tonight? Is it red? Is it blue? Is it white? Is it black? Interesting voting early on today. You got to take a look at this. Aaron's still trying to get over his choke job in the bracket challenge. It's rough, but it happened. And so Richie and Rogers coming through with a glorious victory for himself. And he'll be chowing down at Herman's here soon, probably with John Calipari one table over. What else? Out of last night, baseball. Oh, el baseball. Ben Bibee strikes out 4 in 5 innings, 1-run baseball. Arkansas improves to 5-1. Wins 5-1, improves to 28-3, thank you, with its 22nd consecutive win at Bomb Walker, 22 in a row. Now, I will say you've played some very bad teams so far, like LSU and Ole Miss. These teams are bad. They're not playing good baseball this year. Auburn, you look at the first 4 weekends, Arkansas's opponents are 12-36 in the SEC. I mean, this stuff matters. Now you'll see what you can do on the road against a feisty Alabama team and then South Carolina, and then we'll go from there. But Bibee looked good last night. We know the rules in college baseball are wonky about getting wins, but he went 5. That would have been a win in the bigs as well. Fouch, Wood, Dietz, who looked like he was in some pain. That was not good last night. And Stone Hewlett working out of the bullpen. Hewlett went an inning in 2/3, which I really like seeing. And so that's what you had there. Lineup, Stovall, 2-for-5. Souza played 3rd last night, went 1-for-2. Aloy, 2-for-5. He's hitting 300 now. This guy's just unbelievable. Remember when our boy Kevin said he was terrible, just every game was so bad? How wrong was that take? Jason Jones, 1-for-2. Sorry, Kev, just remembering. Edmondson, 1-for-3. Peyton Holt's got the start in right field. How about our talk for playing Peyton Holt in the outfield? I'm loving that. Holt got a little run, got himself a base knock. Hogs, 5 runs and 9 hits. San Jose State, 1 run on 2 hits. Time of the game, 2 hours and 25 minutes. 8,900 in attendance. That's not a real number. And then for today, we'll see what happens. We'll see if Arkansas can smack them around this afternoon. And, of course, the press conference tonight. Other items. Giannis, badly sprained ankle. They were thinking maybe a torn Achilles last night. Fortunately for him, that's a no-go on that. Stretch run on the NBA and the NHL playoffs. We're down to our last week of the season. Reports out that Donovan, very interested. Nate Oates maybe too, in becoming the next head coach at Kentucky. You got big league baseball going. Some interesting results there out of yesterday. Braves beat the Mets 6-5. Hold on for dear life at the end. St. Louis 3, Philadelphia nothing. The Cards get themselves a dub and get back to 500 on the year. Get a nice starting pitching performance out of Sonny Gray, who went 5 shutout innings there. And KC 4-3 over Houston in 10. Royals are 7-4. How about them apples? MacArthur the win out of the bullpen. And nice to see a couple base knocks for Salvi Perez, who might be a Hall of Famer. He might be when all is said and done. Masters starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday. All fired up. We got our Masters draft tonight. This thing is expanded to just ridiculous levels. I think we got like 15, 20 people in it now. It's way too many. I don't think you should be allowed to draft if you don't show up to it, but People have gotten greedy, and so now they just sign anybody up. So whatever, that's tonight. I'm going to get some tips from my guy, Will Gray, NBC and golf betting. He'll join us in half an hour, and we'll get you a Masters preview. Jackson Collier coming up in 12 minutes. I promised you before the second break, we'd hear from Calipari with a little commentary from your boy JB as the director of this video, even though it looks like his wife filmed it, Miss Ellen. This is Cal yesterday afternoon. Notice how he doesn't say the word Arkansas once in this 4 minute goodbye video, but let's listen in. Here we go. Hi, that he is. All right. That was just a little intro. Here we go. Here's Cal's video in its entirety.
Since our season ended, Ellen and I have spent a lot of time thinking about our time here at Kentucky.
Looking at our options.
What it means to us, the friends we've made on that court. Regional championships, conference championships, Final Fours, the national title in 2012. It's been a beautiful time for us.
But that time is over.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job.
Once upon a time.
Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue.
It's old. It's real old.
The last few weeks, we've come to realize
we're running out of time.
That this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And
I'm out of gas.
Need to hear another voice.
I can't win a tournament game.
We've loved it here.
Until we lost.
We think it's time for us to step away. And step away completely. There have been opportunities.
Find another job.
That have been presented to us. So we're discussing them as a family.
Arkansas.
I love coaching.
Arkansas. Say Arkansas, John.
I love this year's team. I loved every day walking in. They've invigorated me. I love the chase for championships. I love bringing the kids together. It's what I do. It's who I am. Let me start, though. I've got to thank
the players and
the families that I've had the privilege of coaching because they've entrusted me with their son's career. What they've done in the classroom. Over 30 of the guys have graduated, 6 in 3 years. What they've done in this community to give back to the state of Kentucky. They gave all of us everything they had on the basketball court and off the basketball court.
You use a launching pad.
I am indebted forever until the wheels fall off. And I think they all know that. I'm not going to bring up names because if I bring up one, I've got to bring up 50.
Truth.
And lastly, thanking staff, all the people that worked to help us have the success we've had. All the people in the university as a whole and all the things that they did. The friends, I'm looking right into the camp. We've made lifelong friends that we'll be close with the rest of our lives.
Probably not.
And the fans, the BBN, all that you've done to build this program, the people that traveled with us, we want to thank you. Hopefully it was an experience with your kids that you can look at and say, man, this is something that we'll remember the rest of our lives together. Those memories and what we were able to do together is what this is all about.
Please don't toilet paper my house.
It's been a dream what we've been able to do. But 15 years, time for another voice.
I'm out.
And you know I'm always going to be a fan.
But not your coach. Time has run its course. Goodbye. Ci vediamo, pasta fazulos, amigos. We are gone. We are done. Should be amici in Italiano, correct? John Calipari, 4 minutes of Cal sound with a little. Who was that director? Giving the commentary over the top of that. No Arkansas mention. But hey, goodbye to Kentucky. Details being finished up as we speak. You got a 9 a.m. Board of Trustees video call for everybody to say, oh, yeah, $8.5 million for the coach. That sounds good. That sounds good. For basket? Oh, Well, if you think we can make it back, my the times and how they've changed, huh? But Calipari about to be approved and ratified by the board. And then 6 o'clock tonight, doors open at 5, Bud Walton Arena, public invited on in. They're trying to turn this thing into a party. And pep band and all, and then Cal at 6. And, of course, we'll be there and all over it to break it down with you tomorrow. Changing of the guard for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Good to get the Cal goodbye video out there, as half sincere as it may have been, just slightly sincere. And when we come back from break, Jackson Collier joins us. JC, Mr. Basketball from Arkansas Rivals, get some thoughts out of him too. Y'all are cracking me up today in the Bunker Studio. Josh Bertaccini with you, the Real NWHAB. Come on back. When it's time for a cut, you have to go to The Cave. It's a men's grooming and lounge experience like no other barbershop. Located on J.B. Hunt Drive in Rogers, just off of exit 83 on I-49, individual haircuts, group packages, and if you're getting ready for a wedding or a big occasion, get your weekend started right. Brand new location coming to downtown Springdale soon as well. Online more info, cavemannwa.com, or like on Facebook at The Cave NWA.
Lack of teamwork, failure of communication, overall disappointment. I'm not talking about your favorite basketball team's performance in March. I'm talking about your marriage. If you're getting divorced, don't listen to the myths about custody and child support. Call me, Jackie Mock, at Mock Legal Solutions to discuss your rights and options. 479-769-1505. Mock Legal Solutions. Real advice, reasonable price.
Everyone wants Christmas lights, but when the holidays get here, money's always tight. But don't you want your business to stand out? Don't you want the prettiest house on the block? That's where Lion Chasers Lighting steps up to the plate and hits you a home run. Hassle-free installation, maintenance, removal, and storage. Because who wants to deal with this stuff in January, right? Now offering monthly payment plans year-round. Lion Chasers Lighting. Call 479-283-2760. Now go chase a lion.
Spring and summer mean road trip fun, and the adventure starts at Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Located just off exit 65 on I-49, Adventure Subaru has phenomenal inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, and all their vehicles have four-wheel drive, so you can take them where you need to go. Adventure Subaru is locally owned and has won multiple awards for community involvement. See for yourself why their customer ratings are through the roof. Adventure Subaru in Fayetteville. Online, adventuresubaru.com.
See things in a better light with the folks at New Light Electric. Residential and commercial services. They do remodels and additions, electrical upgrades and repairs, LEDs, installation of hot tubs, vehicle charging stations, and more. If you're looking for the folks who have the best touch, these guys are the lighting experts. They literally do it all, and they can add some light to your life, too. New Light Electric. Like them on Facebook or call 479-220-2836.
Dr. Mark Olson has been providing top-notch patient care in Northwest Arkansas for decades. His new office location, exit 69 off I-49 on Willow Creek Drive, is more convenient and accessible than ever. Find out today about the benefits of natural hormone and thyroid treatment. Get your energy back. Dr. Olson is also providing medical marijuana certificates for patients with diagnosed medical conditions. For patient care like no other, it's Olson Clinic in Johnson. Online, olsonclinic.com.
Shogun of Fayetteville for a special experience every time. Best Japanese cuisine around, they have it all. The sushi is top-notch, but everyone's talking about their hibachi grill. The chefs are incredible. It's delicious and entertaining at the same time. For recruiting, celebrations, or just a good old date night, Shogun of Fayetteville has never let me down. With a scenic view of Fayetteville from the hill by the mall, full menu online, shogunfayetteville.com.
The latest news in Razorback land and beyond. You're listening to The Real NWAJB.
We'll be right back.
It's Masters time, baby.
Yeah. In 9 months since we had a golf major, the season of golf majors begins now. Tomorrow, first round at Augusta. Who better to break it down and give you some betting tips, too, than my guy, Will Gregg. Will Gregg Golf Bet is the Twitter handle. And, of course, Will, for a long time, a tremendous friend of the show, does his thing covering the sport to great effect for the tour. And Will joins us now. And how are you, buddy? What's going on, Will?
I am doing well, JB. Always good to be chatting with you. I know things hot and heavy in the golf world. If you get a phone call from Josh Martini, says we need to slice and dice it. And it is. It's been a long time since we've had a major championship, and a lot has changed in the world of golf since last summer. But I'm excited to be chatting with you, and excited to have another chance to break down the field at Augusta National.
Yeah, me too, buddy. And not to make it all dreary, but I feel like when last we spoke, we were caught up in the throes of the PGA Live divorce or forced marriage or whatever you want to call it. Quick, if you can, what's the latest on that?
Not as much has changed as I would have hoped. If you'd said, let's fast forward 9 months and maybe things have changed. I mean, the big difference is Jon Rahm, the reigning Masters champion, went from the PGA Tour to Live in the offseason. And so that's definitely been a somewhat significant shift in the landscape. But at the end of the day, listen, there's still a framework agreement between these two parties, but it seems like they're not exactly close to a deal that would ultimately unify the sport, which I think is what a lot of fans are hoping for sooner rather than later. So in the interim, the four majors are the chance to see everyone under the same carnival tent and competing for the championships and the trophies that we all know and love. And so for now, we'll take what we got.
Yeah, I mean, you got what you got. And so everyone's still allowed to compete, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're the players, the governing bodies are essentially saying we're not going to create additional exemption categories for the guys that are playing for Live, but if you're in by another way, we're not going to keep you out from the door. Certainly at the Masters, if you win, you get a lifetime exemption. That hasn't changed. And for recent major champions, the rule of thumb is if you win a major, you're in every major for the next 5 years. And so that's why we see guys like Bryson DeChambeau in the field this week, as he won a major back in 2020.
Well, interesting. All right. Weather. What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend?
Not great tomorrow, great the rest of the way. I think that the last couple of years we've had some significant weather impacts. It does look like delays are pretty likely tomorrow. It's like 80-90%. They're going to get an inch of rain or something like that. So I would expect that tomorrow we are going to have the tee times bump back and have some sort of delay that'll spill the first round into Friday. But after that, it's looking pretty good for the final 3 days. So I don't think we have to sweat a potential Monday finish. But things over the first 2 days might be a little disjointed until we get to the cut and make it.
Talk with Will Gregg. Will Gregg Golf Bet on the tweets. Longtime good friend of mine in the program. He is my number one draft pick. Not tonight in the Masters Challenge, but for Masters coverage, yes. And we're lucky to have him this morning, or whenever you're listening back today. Tiger, we're getting it all done in reverse order here, and then we'll get to the heavyweights and predictions and picks. How about Tiger? He's trying to break... It's not a sexy record, but trying to break the cut record this weekend, right?
There are not many records that Tiger doesn't have in the game of golf. This is one that he tied last year. He's looking to break it. He has never missed the cut as a pro at the Masters. 23 in a row. This week will be 24. Listen, anytime he'll tell you at the podium, anytime I tee it up, I'm trying to win. But I really think that this is a realistic goal for him and something that would mean a lot if he's able to do it. He takes a lot of pride in his ability to manage his game around Augusta National, even as he's now 48 years old, going on 49 with, a bionic body that's probably closer to 80. So I think that, you got 89 guys in the field. It cuts to the top 50 in ties. So I figure he's got to be in the top 50 or 55 out of 89 to make it. I think there's a pretty good chance that he can do it, but I do think that that's something that he's going to have on his mind, especially going into the opening round. He doesn't want to shoot himself out of it in the first round, especially if we're looking at something that might be impacted by weather.
Sounds like we're not even talking about him realistically competing at the top of the leaderboard anymore.
I mean, he had his press conference yesterday, and they asked him about his surgically repaired ankle. And remember, Augusta National is about as hilly as it gets on the PGA Tour. And he said, any shot that's not on a flat tee box is difficult for me.
Wow.
And I think that that's a very candid, state of affairs of where things are. I think that it's the fact that he's still teeing it up in majors and in the Masters is really remarkable. Anything we get beyond that is going to be gravy. No one knows this course better than him, but I do think that the physical toll of 2, 3, 4 rounds around this place will limit his upside and make it to where he's just trying to manage as opposed to really trying to attack like we've seen him so often.
That is so revealing, Will, out of you there. That line there about any shot that's not flat is just hard on me. I mean, this might be one of the last times we see him actually compete in this tournament, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would expect him to continue to compete. I think that you're going to have to pry him off this golf course with a crowbar at some point.
He's got heart, Will. You never question his heart. The guy is playing. All he's got left is heart right now, you know?
Yeah, I do think of the majors that we look at in the four, I think he's going to continue to play the Masters, certainly the longest. That's what we've seen out of the greats of the game, you know, whether it's Arnie or Jack or whoever. They retire from the U.S. Open or the Open Championship a few years before they go and walk away from the Masters because you want a couple more laps around this place.
Yeah,
and I think Tiger's no different. So, yeah, I think we still have a couple more years of him playing. He says that, you know, he has glimpses of a potential sixth jacket. And, you know, you're in the poorhouse if you've been doubting Tiger Woods, even over the last 5 or 6 years. But I think anything in the top 20 or 30 this week is going to be really down.
The first round is supposed to be bad weather. That's going to be extra hard on him. That's rough.
Yeah, but it might be because he's got a late tee time. Honestly, depending on how bad the weather is, there's a chance that he doesn't tee off until then.
Okay. Right, well, that's a good nugget there, too. Will Gray Golf Bet. Got to follow this guy all over the PGA. Has worked all over it. Covers it. Knows these guys. And appreciate his joining us on the show. Mad respect to Mr. Gray. Even though he's a Florida Gators fan. Hey, quick side note to get it out the way. How about Cal to Arkansas, man? How about that?
I'm okay with this as long as it doesn't result in Billy Donovan to Kentucky.
That might be
something my heart cannot take. Okay. I know, that's a problem. Yeah. So if you can tell me that Billy Ball is not going to go to Lexington, then I'm okay with it. I do think that it's definitely not one that I had expected a few days ago, but I think it's a win for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Cal needed to get out of there. They needed a fresh face. He's a big win for Arkansas. He's going to draw in the crowd, going to draw in the NIL guys, the portal. I think it's a win for everyone.
All right. To the top of the Masters draft board we go. The couple of minutes we've all been waiting for. You got a lot of options out there. If you're a betting man and you're watching this and some ones that just jump out at me and I don't know anything about them, you know, health-wise beyond what we're looking at right now, but you feel like you could argue for so many different guys. Give me your favorites. Give me the top. Whose weekend is it going to be in Will Gray's eyes? Give me some contenders, Will.
All right. So I think it depends on if you're talking about betting odds versus you mentioned a draft. Depending on your format, it might be different. Scottie Scheffler is head and shoulders the class of this field right now.
Yes.
2022 winner. He is about half the odds of anyone else. Maybe more than that. Maybe about 3x. You know, the next closest are Rory and Rahm. And it's deservedly so. I mean, he came in. He was red hot coming into this tournament 2 years ago, won it. And he is playing materially better than he was last year. He won at Bay Hill. He won at Players. Missed a 5-footer in Houston in his last start to miss a playoff where he could have potentially won 3 in a row going into this tournament. So he's a ball striking machine that loves this golf course. Deserved favorite. This is the shortest betting odds for a Masters favorite since Tiger in 2013. And the shortest betting odds.
Wow.
Shortest betting odds for any major since Jordan Spieth was going for 3 in a row at St. Andrews in 2015. So this is really,
wow.
You know, we're used to seeing a Masters favorite in the maybe 600-800 range. Scottie Scheffler is at like plus 400.
Well, what makes him
deservedly so?
What in your eyes, real quick? I'm sorry, but to get off course here, what makes Scottie so good? He's so consistent, like you said. But what's the key beyond consistency to Scottie Scheffler?
The floor for him is so high because his ball striking is generational. I mean, we try and be careful in the golf industry of having the Tiger comparisons, but this is really the most consistent elite tee to green game that we've had from someone since Tiger in his prime. And, and it's not a 6-month stretch or eight, like he's been doing this for 12, 18, 24 months, very consistently. And that's enough of a sample size to really take notice. And
so it's
always a question of the putter. It's always a question of the putter with Scottie. He was horrific on the greens earlier this year, but he seems to have turned it around. He got the win at Bay Hill and that really got him some momentum that he's capitalized on in the couple starts since.
I love Scottie as the favorite. That was fantastic. Do you put Rahm right behind him? Who's right behind him? Couple guys right behind him. Well,
yeah, Rahm and Rory are kind of, you know, 2A and 2B, depending on how you look at it. Rahm, the defending champion. Certainly, we remember what he did last year. Rory, this is the one that got away, right? This is the one he needs for the career grand slam. He's trying every which way to do it. This year, he's trying to play more. He was, you know, they do the caddy bibs based on how when players arrive and register for the tournament. There's 89 guys. Rory McIlroy is bib number 89. He was literally the last guy to arrive this week. He didn't get in till yesterday morning. He had a press conference at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and his jet landed at about 9:30 in Augusta. So he's trying to, you know, outthink it every way he can. And he's been so close before, including a runner up a couple of years ago, but there's a lot of scar tissue around this place for Rory McIlroy. I'll tell you that.
What a line. Will Gray, just using the metaphors that fits so well. All right, so you gave me the faves. Now give me Will Gray's betting tips here. Somebody who's going to get you some good odds, and they got a chance here. Give me a few dark horses, as I call them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how dark of a dark horse he is, but I'll take the winner from 3 years ago, Hideki Matsuyama. He's probably in the 22-25-1 range, he's playing really well. He played well last week in Texas. He won earlier this year at Riviera with a 62. On Sunday, anyone if you can win at Riviera, you can win at Augusta National. And certainly he's already got a green jacket, right? He was at the Champions Dinner last night where John Rahm was serving some good Spanish fare.
Nice.
So I think Hideki is definitely – he's definitely someone to watch. Jordan Spieth is in that same ballpark of, you know, he just lives on the Augusta National pixie dust where it doesn't matter how he's playing entering the week or what he's done in the months before. He steps foot on the ground and just, you know, transforms into this different guy. So
yeah.
He's always in the mix. I think a little further down, an interesting name to look at for like a top 10 market, things like that. Russell Henley. He's a Georgia guy. As much as it pains me as a Gator to be picking a Bulldog, but he was P4 here last year, and he has three top five finishes in his last four starts overall. He's really trending in the right direction. He's been in the mix before at the majors. He almost won the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines back in 21. So I don't know that I'm ready to have him slipping into green jacket at around 70-1, but I do think that he's someone that could contend, you know, in that top 10, top 20 market as well. And then I'll give you a couple more quick.
Yeah.
Very interesting rookie market. We have two guys in the top 10 in the world rankings making their first ever Masters start, including U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark. It's the first time since 1970 that we've had someone making their first Masters start with the U.S. Open trophy in the trunk of his car. And then you got Ludvig Åberg, who's from Sweden, who's already won on the PGA Tour, already won on the European Tour. He played in the Ryder Cup last year, but has never played in the Masters, has never played in any major. This is his first ever major start, and he's already in the top 10 of the world. He's about 25-1. Fascinating to see what he's able to do. The stats indicate that he should play really well here. He led the field last week in Texas in strokes gained tee to green. That's the big metric that you need here is ball striking. But there's always that question of, you feel like you need some experience around Augusta National. Rookies never win, but this is a guy that could be in position to maybe break the mold.
Last three I'm going to ask you about, Will, and I'm a fan of yours for life. There's nobody who knows this sport better than this guy. He's all over it. And last but not least, let me just ask you for a thought on these three, okay? I got Brooksy. I want to know what you think about Koepka. I want to know what you think about Dustin Johnson. And I want to know what you think about Victor Hovland. Those three, Koepka, Johnson, Hovland, and then I'll let you get out of here, okay?
All right, so I'm going to go in order of that I like. I'll start with DJ. I think DJ's got a shot. Everyone kind of discounts his win because it came in November and the course is playing different. But he's got the game to contend at the majors, you know, year in and year out. And I think that this year is no different. Koepka, we saw what he did last year. He came so close to winning this tournament that he turned around and he won the PGA the next month. So it's similar to the Tiger vein, right? Like, you know, you don't doubt Brooks Koepka in the majors, but he does not quite seem all the way there as we've seen him previously. And importantly, he's made a putter switch this week. He's out on the putter he was using last week. Always, it's so important what you do on the greens at Augusta National. I don't like someone making big equipment changes heading into this week.
And right.
Hovland, the man is in his feelings. I don't know what to say. He's the FedEx Cup champion, and he was playing so red hot in August and September last year. Since then, he's switched swing coaches. He broke up with the new coach, went back to the old coach. He's trying to figure out. He's not really playing much. He's trying to figure it out on the range. The guy he's a habitual tinkerer, right? We've seen players like Padraig Harrington have done that before, where there's always a swing thought and a swing change. And Harrington won three majors. You can do it. But Hovland is one where he got to a really good level and then he kept digging, right? And sometimes you might want to just stop and let it ride for a little bit. He opted not to. And now I feel like he's not, If this Masters was played on September 10th instead of April 10th, he would have been one of the three or four favorites.
Yeah.
Instead, now we're in April. He has not had a strong spring, and he's down the board in that, you know, 15 or 20, you know, top 20 range, where he's trading around 40-1 instead of 18 or 20-1.
Huh. How many guys total in the field this year, buddy?
89.
Okay. Not too many, right? It's the smallest of the four major fields, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. They usually like to keep it around 90. It historically doesn't get over 100.
Yep. Editorial lead, betting, fantasy, PGA Tour, overseas golf bet. He's been with NBC. He's been with Golf Channel. What does this guy not do? He's a girl dad. He's a Florida Gator alum, and he likes the move of Calipari to Arkansas. So you got to give him props for that too. The man, the myth, the legend himself, Will Gray. And Will, you know it's golf season. Like you said, out the gates when I call you. So what, 5-6 weeks? You know, I'm going to holler at you for the next one, too. We'll get this on the podcast. You're a rock star. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Absolutely, Will. Be safe, okay?
All right, man. You too.
All right, buddy. Will Gray crushing it and knocking it in. What? He birdied that one, if not eagled it, I think. All right, final break of the morning. It's 8:20. We're having some fun here on the program. And we'll take a break, come back, what we learned, talking John Calipari's possible wardrobe for tonight. What do you think he's wearing? I mean, we know he's wearing a suit, right? He's not going to walk in wearing a must-bust polo, is he? I don't think so. What's Cal wearing? Final thoughts on that right after this.